Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Carmine Gallo is with us, folks. Carmine hasn't been with us for a while. We've missed him. Carmine is already a member of our Brain Trust. He's a communications coach to CEOs just like you. Does a lot of business with big companies, but he also thinks an awful lot about small business CEOs, too, in his work. He's been a former anchor and correspondent for CNN, CNBC. He's got a number of books that have just knocked the socks off of the book-selling industry, including Secrets of Steve Jobs and the presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs, which we've talked about with him on the show. His new book is he didn't stray far from the Jobs world. It's called The Apple Experience, and it's about how the Apple stores can help you and I learn help you and me learn how to do a better job with our customers. Carmine Gallo, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Thanks for talking about the Apple Experience.
Yeah, congratulations on the book. Yeah, I can tell that you put a lot of work into it. Carmine, thanks again for being with us. Talk to us about, if you had to put a number on how much of the success, the retail success, the product delivery success in a world that's gone virtual and digital in the cloud, Apple keeps cranking out devices that we hold in our hands. How much of their success do you think can they attribute to the store experience, not just the product themselves?
Well, the store is their secret weapon, because the store actually attracts you and encourages you to touch the product, to actually start using the products, which is why they built the store in 2001. Mm-hmm. Steve Jobs said that people don't want to just buy computers, they want to learn what to do with them.
And he decided to create Apple stores when Gateway was going out of business.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, you know, a lot of people just don't appreciate everything that Steve Jobs did. One of the things
they were closing up. I should say,
was the retail experience.
Yeah, yeah, I should have said they were closing up Gateway stores. Is what I really should say, because you could almost move one out and move one in. So the store experience, but he had a plan for these stores, as you say. And tell us more about that plan.
Well, certainly he wanted the stores to be an experience. And here's the big lesson for small business owners, and it was a big lesson for me. Steve Jobs and Ron Johnson, who was the head of Apple Retail, he's now running JCPenney, okay? But he and Steve Jobs sat down together and they said, what is the vision? What is our vision for the store? It is not to sell boxes.
Mm-hmm.
They said that's what Gateway's vision is,
right?
To move hardware, to sell boxes. He said, our vision is to enrich lives. Now, Jim, when you enrich lives, interesting and different things start to happen, okay? Let me give you a few examples. You communicate with customers in a far different way than you would if you were to just be selling stuff. You teach, you hire people differently. You hire people for personality over proficiency. Mm-hmm. You create innovative programs, like what Apple calls one-to-one, which are programs and workshops, mm-hmm. where after I buy a computer, I can go back there for a year and learn how to use it.
Right.
Create display areas where people can see and touch and feel the computers. The point of all this is, you may not own a computer shop, that's not the point. The point is, when you start with the premise, the vision to enrich lives, you create a very different service or a company than you would if you had a different vision.
Well, there's no question about it. And see, this is what I try to get across to small business owners when they complain about the big box companies coming to town. If you have an office supply company, a retail office supply company, and one of the big box office supply companies come to town, you know, you may not like it because they're coming to town. Nobody likes another competitor. But Carmine, I've gone into small businesses like that, and they didn't treat me any better than the big box companies do. Well, the big box company has a better selection than they do. Why would I go back to the little company? You've got to differentiate yourself. It's not about the product, is it?
What a great observation. That is exactly it. It's about the experience. I went into, and I wrote about this in the book. It's a coffee company. It's called Funnel Mill. It's my favorite little coffee shop in Santa Monica when I go to visit clients maybe once every 2 months. I make it a point to stop at this place, even though it's out of my way, and it's right next to, maybe a block away from, a Starbucks, a Peet's, mm-hmm. you know, some of the bigger chains, and they're literally only a block away. And yet a lot of celebrities go to this place, and if you look at it, he didn't purposely try to create the apple of a coffee shop, but he really did that, the way he thought through every detail of mm-hmm. the experience from the moment you walk in. It's a much better experience. I can go somewhere else to buy a product, a commodity,
right.
but I go to this little shop to buy to really get the experience.
You wouldn't go there if the coffee was bad. So the coffee's got to be good, folks. We're not saying that the product, the deliverable, doesn't have to be good, but we're just saying that even if you match that, and then God forbid you actually get the crazy idea that you're supposed to be cheaper than the big box companies or match them on price, please don't do that. That war's over. You lost. Yeah. The only way to make a difference, to get people to come back to you instead of going to the other company, is to make them feel, as Carmine says, that they've had this experience, which includes, Carmine, actually looking you in the eye. That's one thing you can do. Say hello, I'm glad you came in. Say thank you when they do business for, you know, Carmine, that costs nothing.
Jim, there are what are called Apple Fives. It's funny you're talking about this, because there are Apple Five steps of service.
And when we come back after the message, I want you to talk about those five. But right now, I want you to give us your website. What's your website?
It's CarmineGallo.com.
Yes. Carmine Gallo, just like the wine. He didn't bring any with him today, but we'll talk about that another time. Carmine Gallo, the book is called The Apple Experience. I know it's available wherever books are sold. It's just absolutely doing great on in the bookstores. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise we'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.